Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting through the day, right? As best we can. You know, life, man, it, you know, the older you get, I mean, I never thought I'd be 34 years old, you know, like I just be like,
you don't see yourself there, you know, like, when you're younger.
Yeah. Like it's just, you know, it's just amazing. Like, you know, you blink, you know, I'm like, oh, I can still remember being, you know, 17 years old, you know, and thinking like, oh man, I'll literally never be that old. I can't even think about it. Can't even comprehend it, man. And eventually, you know, you do turn 34 quicker than you ever imagined. And unfortunately, you know, part of that, and part of getting older is you start to lose people. I mean, it's just, and unfortunately it's the way of the world. And you know, unfortunately our brother and our partner, Jason Smith, lost his father today, Les Smith, who was an institution in Memphis, and I'm really getting such a kick out of the things that people,
it's amazing, the tributes and what's pouring out there.
You know, I mean, I think like I'm not in an Alexander Hamilton kind of way, you know, but like I think often about what will people say when I'm gone, you know, what type of, you know, because you never really like. You never know. And look, people dress it up a little bit, right? Like when people go, like they always sort of tend to remember like the best parts of you.
Sure.
You know, they never say the, you know, man, guy was a real prick.
Yeah,
you
the
know?
Real, like, real doesn't usually get out.
A couple days a week, he was just real grumpy. You know, they never really say that. And you shouldn't say that, right? Like you can have that over a private conversation. But I will say, man, like there's just no doubt that the legacy that Les Smith left in his time in Memphis, not just at Fox at 13, worked at a lot of different places, but like, you know, it's just I was a babbling mess in the beginning of the show. I'm proud that I can say these parts and we can sort of begin to celebrate the man.
This is the good stuff. Yeah.
Like I'm just reading random. I don't always know who the people are, but there's a post on Facebook on Les's page from Jamie McGriff, and she said, without question, Les Smith was one of my favorites during my time in the 901. Les Smith worked at Fox 13. I worked at ABC Local 24. His wisdom, encouragement, and kindness, pure gold to me. I met him out in the field covering a story years ago. I was young, still trying to find my way in my journalistic style in the TV news business. He always gave me a hug and said, "You're doing a great job. Keep at it." It meant the world to me. I absolutely loved his writing and the way he told stories. Les was a master of his craft. His presence and work commanded utmost respect. Being around him, you could tell he paid his dues. He could stand eye to eye with and before the lowly and the highest of society without flinching. He shared perspectives in a manner that would leave you thinking about our humanity and how to become a better person, how to make communities better. I was sad when he retired and moved away from Memphis years ago. He left a massive journalistic void, and now he's really gone. I am so very sad to learn of his passing. It's a double heartbreak. What an incredible loss to all that knew and loved him. May God send comfort. R.I.P. Les.
Wow.
And I mean, again, like, you know, you can just sort of scroll and
yeah,
and
I'm going
see.
Through it here.
And I do think like that is all we can hope to do in this life. You know, like just to, I know it's like a heavy conversation and, but you know, today's the day. You know,
today.
Of all days, today is the day. And I think just as a, you know, as a man and as a father myself, you know, I want to leave something behind, whether, you know, be the way that, you know, I might have made somebody feel or the way that, you know, what I might have done in times we've spent together, just something that they could be proud of, right? Just something that they can always sort of hearken back to and know.
Yes.
And I think that is the ultimate gift that Les Smith left for his sons, is that they know that their daddy was a hell of a man, and he left quite an impression on anybody that met him. And I think, you know, again, it's incredibly sad to lose somebody like that. Like, it is. I mean, that's, but I know that Jason is a man of faith.
Yes.
I know that he believes that there is more to this universe than just our life on Earth.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, while he's still here, you know, he gets that peace. I mean, I haven't lost a parent. I've lost lots of people close to me. I've never lost a parent, but I can only hope and imagine that it means something to read these words from people that were touched by Les Smith and that were helped maybe even at, you know, competing news outlets. Right. I mean, I think that's comfort. I think that's what comfort looks like.
Well, first of all, this is why the internet, when it can be awesome, because all this stuff is open and you can read it. Like everything we posted on our social media, there's like streams of comments. And then on Jason's page, there's, I mean, literally thousands of comments, because this guy, and for those of you who don't know, it's worth pointing out, I had several people go, I didn't realize that Les was Jason's dad today. I don't know if you saw any of those.
Wow.
And I think that's a credit to both of them, because Jason, one of the things I respect about Jason is Jason does still want to be his own person.
For sure.
And this is not a situation where it's earned. You know, Jason is a talent in and of himself, but it is impressive what Les accomplished before retiring in 14. And like Jeremy Pierre, who's at Fox 13, who's a really good reporter for them, does all their street reporting and stuff, writes a tribute. The day I interviewed at Fox 13, Les Smith was on the back loading deck smoking a square, and he looked at me and said, I think you can handle Memphis, young man. He's the only person in TV I've ever met to complete 3 stories in 2 hours and be ready for the 5 o'clock news. If you remember, Fox 13 news at 5 was the Les Smith show. His stories would lead and end the show. His retirement party was a real party. I remember him shouting me out with his remarks at one of his favorite spots, the Blue Monkey on Madison. I was gifted his iconic hat. He gave it to him, and he would often wear that cool hat that you've seen in the pictures. News folks at the station sometimes laughed at me for wearing the Les Smith hat, and I would say I'm stamped by the OG. So many stories in the short 5 months we worked together with Les, and times he would have just dropped info through Facebook to me. His last live shot turned into a story itself. It was at Foot Homes. If you know, you know. RIP Les Smith. Please keep his family in your prayers. And I'll say this, man. When I retire, if I ever get a chance to, with the way the economy is, which may not happen, I loved how Les retired, because it was like he worked his ass off and then he hit 65 and he's like, and I know it was hard for Jason, and you've heard him talk about it on the show. I don't think I'm speaking out of turn by saying this, am I?
Yeah.
You know, you can tell it was good, and he supported his dad going to Belize.
Mm-hmm.
You could tell it on this show. We talked about it all the time, but it's hard because your dad is leaving the country to do what he wants to do in his retirement with his wife at the time, who passed away recently, by the way. And, you know, Jason handled that with a lot of grace, I thought. And, you know, when I retire, I want to do something like that, and I hope my kid won't judge me for it. Like, this guy, I think bars went out of business in Midtown when Les Smith left the country.
Yeah.
Like this dude knew how to go party, bro. And so I respect that side of him too, and the whole person. I don't know what I'm trying to say there, except that obviously he meant a lot to the partiers in Midtown. He meant a lot to the news people he worked with, including Jeremy Pierre. He meant a lot to us. He's come on this show.
I mean,
from Belize was one of the first bits y'all did.
It was.
So that you know, rest in peace to Les. Today is hard. And I know it's not the ending we were looking at, especially he got through the procedure yesterday. And Jason, I know, was so excited because he got through that procedure. But I thought it was interesting because he came back to the States and they got him off the airplane, got him to the house. They spent last weekend, not this past weekend, but the weekend prior, watching football together. And then it was time. And so, you know, a full life here, no less.
Absolutely. And I'm just kind of like going through some posts that I've got with Les Smith. And I think it's important. You know, for Jason in this time to hear. He's kind of listening in and out.
Yeah.
So I hope that this will make it back to him today at some point. But when we got this show, in September of 2016, you know, that is the beauty of the internet sometimes, is that this stuff is maybe not for everybody, will they celebrate that their digital footprint is out there forever.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's a really sweet thing. And on September 22nd, 2016, that's the day that the show was announced with me and Jason. And Les Smith posted this. He said, "I've had to keep my mouth shut about the wonderful opportunity my son Jason Smith has now accepted as a new radio sports talk show host. It is mind-blowing, historic, and yet so well-deserved. This is my son, y'all, taking another step as a pioneering journalist of color in Memphis. Please support him in this new and wonderful endeavor." And we have now been on the show. It will be damn near 9 years to this day. We've been doing this show together for the last 9 years, and people have supported Jason and I. I am not a journalist of color, obviously, but, you know, I hope that Jason, and I think he does, but I hope he feels and understands and knows just how damn proud that man was of him.
No doubt.
I mean,
no doubt.
I think that
was his world. I mean, his kids, his boys. But you know.
And let's be honest. I mean, Jason was introduced to this world because of Les Smith.
That's right.
He went his own way. There's no doubt. But
created,
I mean,
his own path.
His dad was in the business. His dad lived the business, and so Jason saw that, you know, up close and personal. And I mean, that's we do what our parents do for the most part.
Yeah.
And obviously, just heavily influenced. And again, just. So damn proud Les Smith was of Jason and his grandkids and his, I mean, everybody.
Chris, yeah.
You know, I hope that that's the lasting memory. You know, knowing that you made, especially like a high achieving individual, right? Like right. Les Smith, you know, like he did it all. The man was in front of the damn door.
Yeah.
When Calipari left, all right? He was staking out the damn door. But especially knowing that you made a high achieving individual proud,
yeah,
in the same field, I mean, it's a really, really powerful thing, and I hope that Jason is proud that he has done that. And so again, I want to take some moments throughout this show to continue to celebrate Les Smith on this day, because his fingerprints are obviously all over this show. We would have loved to have him. More than we did, you know, we wanted the best belief. There were some contractual disputes, you know, sometimes those happen. Not personal. We didn't hold that personally against him. But you know, he was just so damn supportive, of this show and of his son and of me. Like, it wasn't just, oh, my son's doing radio. Like, let me just support my, like,
yeah.
The man was encouraging and supportive of me. And that meant a lot that I, you know, to know that I had his stamp and I had his blessing, you know, and, it's been an honor and a privilege to work with his son every day, you know, for the last 9 years. And I hope we do another 9 more. Obviously it has been, a very tough day on the show, as my partner and my brother, Jason Smith, lost his dad, Les Smith, otherwise known as a Memphis, broadcasting legend, an institution here. And just, man, there are so many stories that people have and they continue to pour in. And, you know, I look forward to reading them, and I look forward to, you know, when he's ready, I look forward to Jason coming back and, you know, telling some stories, about Pops. Man, and Les Smith, man, he was all about sports. He was all about sports. He did it all, man. He was a truly, he could do sports. He could do Metro. He could do Bets from Belize. People still talk about that segment to this day. I actually think, I don't remember exactly what it was, but I'm almost positive that he had a positive record against the spread. So as we get out of here, the best thing I can do and the best thing we can do is to send this show out to the Tiny Whiny in honor of the one and only Les Smith. Thanks to Jonah Dillon for joining us on the show. Thanks to Norton Hurd IV. Les Smith, we love you. We will miss you greatly. And please enjoy one of his favorite songs, Tiny Whiny.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.